The Alumni Association, the idea actually was formed in 1948 by a group of graduates who organized the first reunion, which was in 1949, as a picnic at Moberly Park and a dance at the Gable Supper Club afterwards. The second reunion was on May the 30th, 1950, with a picnic again at Moberly Park. And the third was September the 2nd, 1951 at Crowder Park. At that time, the group voted to hold a reunion each year on over Labor Day weekend. And since then, it's always been Labor Day weekend. The only exception would be recently with the COVID cancellations that were caused. And I can relate to that third reunion at Crowder Park because I was there. I was 5 years old, and the picnic at that time was for families, not just the alumni, and I went to the picnic with my parents. The foundation trust for THS was formed later in 1982, and I might remind you that early on, the Alumni Association was called the THS-TJC Alumni Association because, you know, the first almost 50 years of the college, the big majority of the students at TJC were THS graduates, so it made it easy to hold the two together. After the separation from the high school of the college, a little later on, the TJC part was dropped, and it was called just the THS Alumni Association. The Alumni Association's main function was to create, update, and organize a database, as well as organizing the annual reunion. And early on, that was done each year by a different set of officers. The 25-year class was in charge of the reunion for that weekend. The Foundation Trust for THS, on the other hand, which began formed in 1982, main function was to be a fundraiser for the district for the needed projects, and was not really involved in the alumni weekend. The one thing that they did cooperate with was the database. I can relate to back when the database was handwritten index cards in metal boxes like recipes, and all the envelopes were addressed by hand. It took quite a while to get it done. And I think it was actually the Foundation Trust that got it started to be put into a computer. Matter of fact, one of the things they did, they bought a computer for the school district, and 1989, when my class was the 25-year class, we got a printout, pretty rudimentary compared to what we get today. Had just name and address, and it was a dot matrix printer. You couldn't really search the database for anything that you really needed. But at least it was a good start. And between the two, they've continued to update and maintain that database.